The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Time to take back control of your life and start making choices based on what your true self and intuition are telling you. Welcome to Shining Bright with your host, Regina Sisko. If you are one of the many people that deserve a better life and more fulfillment than what they are living now, the next hour will be enlightening, inspirational, and above all, will provide the direction you need. Now, here is your host, Regina Sisko.
Hello, I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and welcome to my show, Shining Bright, A Journey from Self-Doubt to Self-Worth. I hope you all had a happy holiday and a Merry Christmas. It's always good to spend time with family and friends and enjoy this time of year. And so you know from my show last week, and if you've been doing some reading, that the big shift occurred on 12/21, and really we're feeling the energy through 12/23. So it's official, the shift has occurred, and I'm hearing a lot of people saying, well, nothing happened, the world didn't end, how come nothing feels different? So I think that's the good news. But really, lots of energy came in and shifted all of us and the planet. And everyone will experience that differently. Some people felt a sense of peace. Some people felt turmoil. Old issues, old memories came to the surface to be released. But everyone on the planet is receiving this energy. And, you know, over the next, really several years, many years, people will be shifting and changing themselves, healing their old issues and their old hurts, all that stuff that we really don't need to hold on to any longer, which will allow them to receive more and more light. So that's really the blessing and the miracle that's occurring now. And for me, and for those of us who have been on a spiritual path for so long, it's really, really exciting. We can't wait to see what else is going to happen and what else is going to change. But, you know, all change comes from within. And as each of us changes here on the planet, it's a ripple effect. And it goes out to every person on the planet. And as more and more people become more peaceful and more joyful, you know, that just spreads. And that's what our world will become eventually as each one of us makes this shift and transforms. And this time of year, you know, you probably noticed that I sent this out in my newsletter this week that, you know, it's really a time of peace. So many people are off from work and off from school. And it feels just like a very peaceful time of year. And I like to meditate and pray for peace at this time of year. And New Year's Day seems to be a good time when people join in with meditations and prayer groups, praying for peace for themselves and praying for peace throughout the world. So if that rings true for you, I would encourage you to do some meditation and praying for peace to bring in to yourself and to the world. Another focus for the new year is to start spending some time doing some reflection on what you would like to create in your life for 2013. If you, again, meditate or do some journaling, those are two of my favorite things to do, and let yourself imagine how you would like your life to be. What new things would you like to experience? And what old things are you ready to let go of that you don't want to experience any longer? I had Dr. London on my show last week, and I really liked his suggestion of thinking about what we want to bring into our life for this year, but include the things that didn't happen in 2012. So anything that you didn't receive that you want, bring that back in for 2013 and have that as part of your plan and what you want to focus on. And use that tool of imagination that Wendy Gale talked about when she was channeling Archangel Metatron a few weeks ago. Let yourself dream. Let yourself be inspired. And call in your guides and angels to help you and support you with your dream and vision. And don't give yourself a time limit. Let yourself dream and imagine as often as you like. Because it takes a while for us to really create and manifest. The universe gives us pieces of information really one step at a time. So even though I'm asking you to create and imagine this dream of what you want, know that it's a step-by-step process in creating it and taking action so that you can actually have it here on this plane. Because the action piece is really critical. Yes, it's wonderful to dream and imagine and have your vision, but asking for clarity on the right action steps and taking those action steps is what brings it into form on this plane. And that's where creation really happens, and that's the fun stuff, in my opinion. So, I wanted to share that with you today as well. The other piece of information that I've shared with you consistently, but it's just really good information to share with you that will help you during this transition time into the new year and still use it into the new year. With this energy, it's important for us to stay focused on our heart and connected to our heart and to let ourselves feel. So the idea is to not just be so mind-focused and mental-focused, which most of us are, and I am too. So practicing connecting to our heart creates that balance of the mental and the emotional with connecting to our heart center. So I want to do a little meditation with you right now of connecting to your heart. And this is a really simple tool that you can use every day. So let's start by taking a couple of deep breaths in and out. So let's take a deep breath in and slowly breathe out through your mouth. And let's take another deep breath in and slowly breathe out through your mouth. And let's take one more deep breath in. And slowly breathe out through your mouth. And I'd like you to put your hands over your heart. And let yourself just breathe normally, breathing in and out easily and gently. And focus on actually feeling your heart beat. And when you can feel the beat of your heart, and even if you can't at the moment, I want you to say silently to yourself, I'm connected to my inner heart and sacred heart. And say silently to yourself, my heart space is open. Now, another step that you can take is to ask a question. So if there's something that you've been thinking about and that you want an answer to, you can ask yourself a question. And what you will feel is a subtle feeling that either feels good or a subtle feeling that doesn't feel good. And do that now. So this is a really simple tool to help give you clarity in your daily life, because it's really easy to be really busy and be really stressed and making decisions and choices that we may not necessarily want to be taking. So just taking this few minutes and connecting into your heart helps you, one, to slow down, but helps to give you that clarity, because your heart is the truth and you can feel it when you ask these questions. So I suggest that you use this and connect to your heart on a regular basis. And if you need to do it several times throughout your day, that's perfectly okay, because we receive so much information, and if we're feeling off balance, this is a nice way to bring you back into balance and even relieve a little bit of stress. So let's take a deep breath in and breathe out. So today I'm going to be talking about my personal story and some personal experiences in my life that were very challenging for me, but were very transformational. And they're important because I know we all experience challenging things in our life, and we may not necessarily know what to do with them, or how to heal or transform them, or the impact that they can have on our life. And so I'll start with my childhood. So I grew up in Michigan, and I'm the youngest of seven. And I grew up in a strict Catholic family. My parents were very devout Catholic. And you know, we all had to go to church on Sunday and, you know, that whole thing. And none of us really liked it. And I know I certainly didn't like it. This was not on my top 10 list of fun things to be doing. But, you know, it was one of those things that we had to do. And I can tell you that I grew up in a fairly dysfunctional household, like, you know, lots and lots of people out there. And it was kind of a rigid environment. Of course, my dad worked all the time and wasn't rarely home like most dads. And my mom was a stay-at-home mom. And she wasn't necessarily happy. And, you know, she was abused in her childhood. And unfortunately, she brought that into our family and our childhood as well. And I'm going to tell you more about that when we come back from break, because it's time for me to take a break. But there's lots of adventures to come that I want to tell you about. So you can learn more about my work and about my services by going to www.reginasisco.com. And I want to tell you that I've got a group Theta Healing event coming up on January 14th and a vision board class for love relationships on January 27th. And my individual one-hour coaching and healing sessions are $97, and you can contact me at info@reginasisco.com to call and schedule an appointment. And we'll be back after the break.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Are you healing from a divorce or relationship breakup? Join Regina Sisko's coaching, healing, and renewal program for women called Feeling Better Than Ever. Are you experiencing feelings of low self-worth or rejection? How would you like to feel lovable and empowered again? Regina will help you to transform your thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors that are creating your pain and suffering. You will feel immediate relief with her gentle and powerful healing process. Each step of the way, you will feel lighter and will begin to forgive and accept yourself. You'll feel your heart heal. How wonderful is that? Regina will guide you to loving yourself and having a whole new level of freedom in your life. You will feel better than ever. Act now. Email info@reginasisco.com for a free 20-minute consultation. Also check out Regina's matchmaking services on our website at www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com. Now you can let go of the dating frustration and work with her to help you find your match made in heaven. Are you ready to have a true divine relationship? Email info@reginasisco.com to get started.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
This is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Channel, I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and today I'm sharing some of my personal stories of transformation and how I overcame some life challenges. And feel free to call me with questions at 866-472-5795. Okay, so before the break, I was starting to tell you a little bit about my childhood back in Michigan, and that I'm the youngest of seven and grew up in a strict Catholic family. In my opinion, no fun, no fun, no fun. So my mom was not a happy person. She was kind of unstable and, you know, had gone through her own childhood traumas and situations, but carried that into, of course, her own adulthood and with us kids. So she was really abusive. She was physically abusive, mentally abusive, emotionally abusive, and I was sexually abused by my mother as a toddler. And, you know, I didn't know that at the time, because when trauma happens like that, such a severe trauma when we're children, our psyche really dives deep and really protects us and, you know, sustains us so that we can basically survive. But what I felt as a child as a result of that, I never really felt loved. I always felt manipulated. My mom was really good at manipulating, so I always felt like I had to perform, if you will, be the good girl, to receive love. 'Cause I was never told that I was loved or felt lovable, you know, and when I asked the question, "Mom, do you love me?" I would never get a straight answer. She would say, a variety of things, but it was never, yes, of course I love you. So that's kind of a tough thing for a child to hear because, right, the basic premise of all life is we all want to be loved. We want to all want to be loved. We want to be cared for. We want to be happy. But really, we all want to be loved. And that's the premise. You know, I'll go one step further of our ego, because our ego believes in separation, that it's not loved either, that it's separate from the Creator. So the prevalence of us not feeling loved on this planet is pretty darn high. And that's actually what the shift is about. It's bringing back that connection to the Creator so that we always know that we are loved unconditionally, always. That's a miracle. So back to childhood. So my mom, yeah, just was not a happy person. She was really, really tough to live with. So, you know, I mentioned that I was the youngest of seven, so my next closest sister is 6 years older than I am, so there's a fair gap. So I was more or less like an only child because the other kids were pretty much grown and out the door as I was growing up. So the cause of her behavior and how she treated me created lots of beliefs about myself. You know, I felt unworthy. I felt undeserving. I didn't feel good enough. And I felt great guilt and self-blame, though I didn't really know what all of that meant as a child. You know, we don't have any way of knowing, especially with the trauma that I experienced at such an early age. You know, there is no coping mechanism, which is why the psyche dives so deeply. The good news is, and what helped to balance my childhood was I was the youngest, and I was Daddy's little girl. I loved Daddy immensely. You know, he was kind, he was loving, he was nurturing and supporting. All the things my mother wasn't. So that was really a good thing. At least I did experience some balance because I've talked to lots of people and my clients where they didn't have that balance. You know, both parents were unloving and closed off. And it's a challenging experience, but affects us in adulthood. It affects us in our love relationships in adulthoods because we literally don't know how to give and receive love. But he was always there for me, always supported me. And so that was kind of the saving grace for me as I was growing up. And, you know, he loved me unconditionally. And honestly, he loved all of us, all the kids, unconditionally, which is rare in the human form and in the human experience. And I was fortunate that I was able to tell, you know, I actually recognized it in adulthood and was able to tell him that and to thank him before he died, right before he died. So I thought that was a real gift to share with him. So in childhood, you know, we have these beliefs that are formed and we live with them through our life, and our job is to heal them and to transform them. So I mentioned the unworthiness, the undeservingness, the unlovable. You know, something else in my family is my parents were depression-era parents, so they were all about lack, scarcity, and not enough, and you had to work hard. So I've worked with those beliefs throughout my life and started healing and transforming them. And, you know, it took me a while to really recognize what was happening. I was probably really in my mid-30s before I had the full understanding. But, you know, these are our lessons. And we come here to experience these lessons, even though, you know, I used to judge them as being good or bad or wrong. But they're just experiences that year to have and to learn and to grow from and to transform, which then helps us to love ourselves even more and to the full goal of loving ourselves unconditionally. So I grew up in the strict, you know, Catholic family, and I had 12 years of Catholic school. And yes, I hated those too. It all drove me crazy. And you know why I didn't like it? You know, I was really young. I was probably 6 years old. And I was learning the stories about Jesus and Jesus' love and kindness and treat each other well. And I really resonated with that. I went, wow, this is okay. I love these stories. And then I kind of watched the adults around me, and they weren't acting like that at all. And I went, huh, why is that happening? And I'm sure I asked my mom, and you know, whatever answer she would have given to a little kid at that time. But at that moment, that just did not feel like the truth for me. And, you know, so I really rejected that teaching at that time. Now, I know for other people, that's a great path for them, and I respect all people's paths, whatever that is. It just didn't happen to be my path. But after high school, I went on to college, and I wanted to make sure I'm far enough away when I went to college so my parents wouldn't come visit me. I moved at least 3 hours away because I knew that that life in that little town outside of Detroit was not going to be my life. I had a huge desire to know what the rest of the world was like, how other people lived, and I saw myself having a much bigger life, a much more expansive life. And I didn't necessarily know what that was, but I just knew it was going to be something different than what they were experiencing. And college and my education, I saw was my key to creating that life for me. So I was very excited about going away to college and studied business and human resources. And for those of you who have, you know, either gone to college or moved away from home, you know, when you do that at whatever age, 18, 19, or 20, you know, you experience that, you know, sense of freedom, independence. You get to explore the world. You get to really find out who you are. I shared an apartment with my best friend, and we were very adventurous and got into plenty of trouble with boys and drinking way too much. But, you know, that's what you do when you're young and in your 20s, and you learn from it. But there I actually met my first husband and got married, and life was moving along swimmingly. So I was starting my career in human resources. I was very career focused and had a very, very successful career. Loved my work immensely. And the marriage was going along fine, and bought a house and all those things that you do as you grow up. And around year 7 of that marriage, things started going south. You know, we were growing in different directions. Communication started failing, and, you know, lots of other dynamics. So after year 10, we separated and eventually got divorced. But that was really a pivotal moment in time. I was divorced. I was the director of human resources at a hospital that closed and had to lay off all the employees and close the hospital. So those two were enormous traumatic events. And then end up moving from our house to an apartment. And all of that happened within 90 days. So my life literally changed. It ceased to exist as I knew it. And on top of that, my father was very ill and had had a stroke, a major stroke the year before, and his health continued to decline. So really, my life no longer existed as I thought. So this was my dark night of the soul experience, and I have a lot to tell you about this because I learned so much and experienced so much, but I would like to move to a break now, and I'll tell you more when we come back. And you can learn more about my services and my website going to www.reginasisco.com. And also, you can check out my upcoming events, the group Theta Healing session on Sunday, January 14th, and my vision board workshop for love relationships on January 27th. And to contact me to schedule a coaching and healing session, you can email me at info@reginasisco.com. We'll be back after break.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Are you healing from a divorce or relationship breakup? Join Regina Sisko's coaching, healing, and renewal program for women called Feeling Better Than Ever. Are you experiencing feelings of low self-worth or rejection? How would you like to feel lovable and empowered again? Regina will help you to transform your thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors that are creating your pain and suffering. You will feel immediate relief with her gentle and powerful healing process. Each step of the way, you will feel lighter and will begin to forgive and accept yourself. You'll feel your heart heal. How wonderful is that? Regina will guide you to loving yourself and having a whole new level of freedom in your life. You will feel better than ever. Act now. Email info@reginasisco.com for a free 20-minute consultation. Also check out Regina's matchmaking services on our website at www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com. Now you can let go of the dating frustration and work with her to help you find your match made in heaven. Are you ready to have a true divine relationship? Email info@reginasisco.com to get started. Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
This is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Here's Shining Bright on Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and today I'm sharing some of my personal stories of transformation that I have overcome in my life, to help give you some tips and tools that might help you in your life as well. And I also have a caller on the line, Carol from Denver.
Good morning.
So Carol is one of my clients, and I asked her to call in this morning to talk a little bit about her experience of working with me and actually what brought her to working with me. So, Carol, we've known each other a couple of years now, correct?
Yes, about that. Yes.
Yeah. And we originally met at one of my meditation workshops, correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And then, so what brought you to coming to work with me? What was happening in your life?
Well, I was coming out of a very long relationship and was struggling. And when I met you at the meditation, I immediately felt very comfortable and very, I was where I needed to be. I just felt very, very at ease. And at that time, you had said that you were doing counseling, and I said, well, you know what, I want to sign up. Let's do this.
Yes, indeed. And so when we started working together, can you tell me a little bit of some of the things that you were feeling that were feeling challenging for you?
Well, like I say, it was just coming out of a long relationship, and I felt that I knew it wasn't my fault that the relationship didn't work, but I kept blaming myself. There was various other facets of the relationship. I had tried a quick fling with another person, and that I just had a lot of guilt that I knew I shouldn't have, but I was upset with the fact that I had hurt the other people, and that wasn't a good thing for me either. I was confused. I truly was. I didn't know what to do.
Right.
And I can honestly say that because of you, I am where I am today, and I'm a much better person. I'm more centered. It's okay for me to forgive me. Before, I would have laughed at people if they said, forgive yourself. How do you do that? Well, it's really very easy. I recommend your services to anyone that you're just wonderful. It's just, I'm a whole different person now than I was 2 years ago when you started counseling me.
Yes. So, you know, when you left that relationship, you felt that your needs weren't being met, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. So, tell me a little bit about that. So, you weren't feeling happy with yourself any longer?
I didn't feel like I belonged. I felt like I was on the outside looking in. There's no spark anymore, and I kept telling myself that it would be wrong to leave, that I didn't deserve anything any better, that I was exactly where I should be, and that's what I deserved, and I should be happy about what I had.
And what you learned through the process was you deserve more, and you do deserve to be happy.
Absolutely. You have taught me that it's okay to expect to be given back, and it's all right to cry and to express my feelings. Whereas before, I just, I didn't do that because I didn't think that I didn't have any right to say anything that would make you feel bad. I just kept it all in because I have learned now since then, I can't say it enough, that because of working with you, I'm a whole different person now than what I was 2 years ago. I'm happier. I'm easier to get along with. I'm easy to get along with myself. I myself have made tremendous advances in my personal life because of the theta healing and the counseling and making me believe and understand that it's okay for me to stumble and fall and feel guilty, but it's also okay to forgive myself. I didn't know that was ever a possibility. I don't know how people ever did it, but it's an everyday occurrence now. It's okay to forgive. And I do.
Wonderful. And so we've done the energy healing work, the theta healing work. And how do you feel after we do the theta healing work?
It just makes my whole being just puts me in a whole different frame of mind and a whole different sphere in my life, I guess would be. It's just different. I don't know if I can really explain how it makes me different, but it makes me feel good about me, would be a good way to say. I feel better every time I see you. I feel better when I leave than when I walk in. And when I first walked in and what I am today, I don't know how anybody could ever expect to feel the difference in the way I feel then and how I am now. I am much better off now. And I owe my happiness to the fact that I don't believe in coincidences. I think everything happens for a reason, and everything happened and it just worked out. I look forward to meeting with you every week, every time we speak, because it's just, you always take it to the next level. The theta healing I'm amazed at the people that have never even heard of it. I never had either. But now it's a wonderful part of my life.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know, you're the one who's doing the work as well. It's a co-creative process.
Yes.
Yeah, because you've made so many great choices for yourself. You know, the process, our process is, you know, yes, I kind of introduce some new ideas and guidance, but you really do take them and apply them into your life.
And you continue to be there to help me. And you don't let me BS my way through it. You challenge me and you show me. And you're there every time I stumble. You're there in something that I've done or seen when I'm down will remind me of what we talked about in the past. And it's like an almost instant, oh yeah, I knew this was going to do. I know what to do to fix this. I know how to fix myself now.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And yeah, maybe it is because you introduced me to it, but you continue to push me to advance further into it and not to just skim across the top and accept this is good enough. I don't want to do that. I want to get better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, you know, what's great about you, and as a client is, you are open, you're so open to this process and learning the tools and really, really using them in your life every day.
Yes, I do. I use it every day.
Wonderful. So here's my next question for you, Carol. So do you love yourself more now than you did when you started working with me?
I didn't even know that I was supposed to love myself. And now, absolutely, there isn't any way to gauge. It has gone from completely empty to absolutely full and wanting more, because I never knew that it was okay to love me. I thought I was always supposed to take care of the other person and make sure that's what they wanted and how it went for them. Now I understand that it's okay for me to want too, and to take care of for me. I have to take care of me first now. Whereas before, I don't know how I ever managed, muddled through it, because I never knew that it was supposed to love myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, you know, that's the whole piece of what I have been talking about today on my show, and I'm going to continue to talk about, is that this life is a journey of learning all of these crazy lessons that we have to learn, but they're all about helping us learn to love ourselves more and more every day.
Yes.
And it's so nice to hear that you are experiencing that as well.
Yes, thank you very much.
You are very welcome. And I appreciate your call and sharing your story with us today, Carol.
All righty. Have a good day. Thank you again.
You are welcome. Thank you.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
And, you know, I love Carol's story, and I'm, you know, so grateful that she was willing to call in and share with you today, because this is our journey. You know, I'm sharing my journey with you, but we all have our journey of obstacles and challenges in our life. You know, Carol really is a giver and a pleaser, and so many people, so many women have that. You know, they literally sacrifice themselves and put themselves last on the list. Most of the times they're not even on the list. And, you know, when they can find themselves and reconnect to that truth within them, to their heart, and find their way. And, you know, I feel very blessed and grateful that I get to be of service in this way to really helping women connect back into themselves and to help them find their way and to shine that light for them. It's a glorious gift. So let me tell you a little bit more about my dark night of the soul. So I mentioned that, okay, so I was separated. The hospital that I was working in closed, and I had to lay off all the employees and close the hospital and move from my house to an apartment. And my father was ill. So, you know, I lost everything. you know, my identity. We have our identities of, you know, I'm someone's wife, I'm Mrs. So-and-so, and my job, you know, I'm, this is my job and who I am, and this is where I live, and this is my house. All of those things, literal things, were gone. And I was devastated. And to no great surprise, I went into a deep depression. And I did not know how to find my way out. Fortunately, my husband at the time and I tried counseling, which didn't work, but I ended up continuing on and stayed with the therapist and continued my own counseling. And she truly was a godsend to really shine that light for me and to help me heal and to find myself. And because I didn't know how to do it. And I was so afraid to even ask for help. I think, you know, that's what so many of us think and feel. We're supposed to be strong and tough and, you know, I can handle it and take care of it myself, thinking that seeking help is a weakness. Well, actually, seeking help is one of the greatest gifts we can give our help, give ourselves, and it's one of the highest spiritual principles because it allows that flow of giving and receiving in your life. And I'm going to pause here to take a break, and you can learn more about my services and my work by going to www.reginasisco.com and contact me at info@reginasisco.com to schedule an appointment for my coaching and healing services. We'll be back after the break.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Are you healing from a divorce or relationship breakup? Join Regina Sisko's coaching, healing, and renewal program for women called Feeling Better Than Ever. Are you experiencing feelings of low self-worth or rejection? How would you like to feel lovable and empowered again? Regina will help you to transform your thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors that are creating your pain and suffering. You will feel immediate relief with her gentle and powerful healing process. Each step of the way, you will feel lighter and will begin to forgive and accept yourself. You'll feel your heart heal. How wonderful is that? Regina will guide you to loving yourself and having a whole new level of freedom in your life. You will feel better than ever. Act now. Email info@reginasisco.com for a free 20-minute consultation. Also check out Regina's matchmaking services on our website at www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com. Now you can let go of the dating frustration and work with her to help you find your match made in heaven. Are you ready to have a true divine relationship? Email info@reginasisco.com to get started.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
It's America's Seventh Wave. Regina Sisko, and today I'm sharing some of my personal stories of transformation and how I have overcome some of life's major challenges. So continuing on about my Dark Night of the Soul story. So life was really, you know, ceased as I knew it. And so I went into therapy, and my therapist was an amazing woman. She really helped me to learn more about myself, to understand that half of me was missing. There was so much of me that I really didn't know about. And I love listening to Carol's story, who shared earlier you know, what she's experiencing with me, you know, I so much experienced the same thing with my therapist. There was so much I just didn't know about me, about life. You know, those beliefs that I told you about that were formed in early childhood, unworthiness, deservingness, not good enough, not thinking we're supposed to be happy or love ourselves. You know, you heard that same theme with Carol, and these are the themes that I work with my clients. You know, I had all of those beliefs, and she helped me to understand that, you know, they're not the truth. Even though they might be our beliefs, it doesn't make them the truth. They're just patterns that are formed from our experiences. So when you're exposed to these beliefs, these were my parents' beliefs and family's beliefs for long periods of time, you adopt them, knowingly or unknowingly. But here's the great thing. We can change them. We don't have to stick with them. We can change them all the time. And, you know, the tools that I work with are so transformative that, you know, I can change so many beliefs in 1 hour in one hour's time. It's incredible. You know, people literally walk in feeling horrible and miserable to feeling lighter and happy and practically skipping out the door, which is fantastic. So what helped me, especially when I worked with my therapist, because I told you about my childhood trauma and the abuse from my mother. So she introduced me to the concept of my inner child, which I knew nothing about. So that's literally our inner child, who's that little person who is an aspect of ourselves still today as an adult who needs our love. She or he needs to know that she is safe, that she's loved, and that she's cared for, and that you appreciate her. And this work is really important, really important. It's so valuable. And you can do this every day yourself. You can do it as a meditation. You can journal. You could write this aspect of yourself a letter. But tell her or him that you love them, that you're always there for them. Now, as an adult, you understand, and you're there to care for them and love them and appreciate them. You know, that's that aspect of ourselves that likes to play and have fun. And, you know, how often do we get so caught up in, oh, life is so busy, life is so hard, I'm so stressed, I'm so this and that. You know, one of my favorite things to ask people when I meet them is like, what do you do for fun? And I do it for two reasons. One, it's a good reminder to me to ask myself, what am I doing for fun so I can incorporate it in my life? But two, it's that reminder to the people I'm meeting, like, what are you doing for fun? Because we need that balance in our life. We need to play. We need to have fun. We need to have that joy. That's what helps to cultivate that self-love in ourselves. So when I learned about my inner child, it was really a healing process. It helped me to heal that trauma that I experienced. It helped me to release that guilt and self-blame that I had carried my whole life. I was able to release, you know, the hurt, the wounds, the suffering. And this was not a short process by any means. I did a lot of work with her at that time. I was in my mid-30s. But I would say the full recognition of that trauma came about for me in my early 40s and really did some deep energetic healing work at that time. But, you know, these patterns of healing continue through our life. And you know, I have clients that say, but I've done the work, I've done the healing. How come I don't have this? Or how come I don't have the partner? Or whatever it is that they're seeking. It's like, well, it just simply means that a few more layers need to come off so that you can be fully open and ready to receive. You know, our lessons don't stop. And they're not even going to stop now with this shift. but they will be easier to heal and transform. You know, the goal is kind of being in that divine neutral, that non-judgmental place of what we're experiencing, which has always been a challenge for me. But if we could let ourselves be in that space of divine neutral and not judge ourselves or make ourselves bad and wrong, it helps the healing process to evolve easier and smoother. And it is possible. Everyone on this earth can do this. Trust me, if I did it, you can do it. You know, I'm a little girl from a blue-collar town outside of Detroit in Michigan. But I've done the work. I've been willing to heal and let go of the hurt and the pain and suffering and to transform them into feelings of positive beliefs and joy and determination and loving myself more and more every time that I do it. It's possible for everyone. That's why we're here. This life really is about having fun and enjoying life. Yes, the challenges are there too to help us experience, but it really is about living a joyful life and being able to love yourself more and more every day. So, you know, I survived the dark night of the soul experience. You know, yep, I was depressed. It actually was several years. It probably took me about 4 years to really do the healing and do the clearing and, you know, what's that phrase, to get through the forest. Well, yeah, I entered the forest and it was really dark, but I made it through to the other side where it was light and felt enormously better. You know, it really was a rebirth and a transformation that allowed me to move forward and take my life to a whole new level. And the whole new level for me was, you know, my divorce was final, my father had passed, and I really needed to spend time with me. So I decided to pick myself up and move to Paris, France. And the adventure continues from there. So thank you so much for listening in today and listening to my story and listening to Carol's story of transformation, because that's why we're here. We're all here to transform ourselves and our life, and we really can do it with ease and grace, with joy. We're here to love ourselves. So with that, thank you for listening in. I wish you all a very happy new year. And next week, I will be talking about freeing yourself to love. And I'll be sharing more stories and experiences and tips and tools on how you can create that in your own life. Thank you for listening in. This is Regina Sisko with Shining Bright. From my heart to yours, have a wonderful week.
Thank you again for being part of Shining Bright. Please join your host, Regina Sisko, again next Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. This week, take one more step to leading the life that you deserve.